This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today, Bands of Brothers.
As a reporter for PBS 39, I've produced more than a dozen stories on veterans. Their experiences, so vividly recalled, make me think about war in general, the deep scars it leaves, and the indelible relationship it creates between those who survive. In 2013, I had the privilege of interviewing William Garnier, known as Wild Bill. Bill was with Easy Company, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division. His company was the focus of the HBO series Band of Brothers, based on the Stephen Ambrose book of the same name. Wild Bill welcomed me to his South Philly row home, where he had lived since he and his late wife Franny purchased it in 1947. I had known his son, Bill Jr., for years as a fellow stand-up comic. Jr. greeted me at the door, while his dad, seated comfortably and leaning back in his recliner, waved me in and over to the seat right in front of him. A blanket covering him from the waist down formed around the stump where his right leg had been blown off, while saving his buddy Joe Toy. Toy also lost his right leg during that horrific shelling at the Battle of the Bulge in January of 1945. I coincidentally arrived on Wild Bill's 89th birthday, and he was just opening a birthday card from the cast of Band of Brothers. All the actors signed his card, including, of course, the actor Frank John Hughes, who portrayed him in the series. Wild Bill, the crusty old South Philly tough guy, never lost his edge. Right away, he razzed me and my photographer, Jeff Frederick, with, "Hey, you guys are going to cut half of this stuff out, right? Because you know what? I'm not PC. You guys are too PC. Come on. Go ahead. What the hell do you want to know?" What I wanted to know firsthand, what I had read about and saw dramatized in Band of Brothers. "It was war," he said. "You gotta do what you gotta do." He spoke about how 2 days before he and his comrades parachuted into France on D-Day, he learned that his brother Henry had been killed in Italy fighting the Germans. His fury exploded. He was out for blood. The Germans would pay. He said that killing a German was as easy as stepping on a bug. While his buddies ducked for cover, he'd charge wildly through a hail of German bullets to wipe out as many enemy soldiers as possible. Thus, he was dubbed Wild Bill. And long after the bullets stopped, the name remained. Wild Bill confessed that there was nothing worse than getting shelled. "I'll take machine gun fire any day over artillery. You know, any guy that's been through it will tell you that." He described the brutality of war and how killing the enemy became a fact of life. "Like I said, it was war. What were you going to do, Everything depicted in HBO's Band of Brothers and the Ambrose book it came from mirrored what Bill shared with me. And then I asked him, "How does it feel when people call you a hero?" "We're a band of brothers," he said, "not a band of heroes. The heroes are the ones who never came home." He was among the lucky ones to return home alive when so many of his comrades didn't. Did he still carry the rage he felt on D-Day? He looked at me, no longer the needling wiseacre so aptly portrayed in Band of Brothers, but rather as a man who left his anger with his leg on the battlefield in Europe. He looks right at me and he says, "Don't hate. Don't hate. You might not like somebody, but don't hate him." And in that simple little statement, the way he said it, Wild Bill spoke neither of battle nor of pain, but rather of a wisdom born of both.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.